Your calls and a ton of breaking news are coming. This important promo. We join some stations in 6 minutes. Please stay with us and spread the word. You are the resistance. You are the info war. Without you, we are nothing. When you decide to take action, nothing on earth can stop you because God is behind you.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
1776.
So this fight for America is key, not just for us, but the entire world. Because if this republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out. But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children. The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Follow us at Real Alex Jones. We join hundreds of radio stations in T-minus 2 minutes. We go right into the news of how to stop World War III and the latest developments. Old-fashioned Doug Jeffrey. Genius. He literally melted down the rock on their head. Genius.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Thank God for the patriot populist Republicans. They are the tip of the spear worldwide. We join 300-plus radio stations, T-minus 60 seconds. Stay with us. Spread the word now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Race, color, and creed that got souls. We're pro-human. Want to roll over to the New World Order. Want to fight it. I'm looking for you. I'm rooting for you. We're on the same team. Team Humanity. All right, I want to give out the toll-free number on any subject you want to bring up. But we're only going to put about 10 calls on the board because I got a guest coming up next hour on the worldwide attack on free speech and how critical it is and all the big developments that we've done an okay job of covering the last few months. We've done a great job in the past. But we kind of just kind of think everybody knows there's an attack on free speech, right? But you need to know how they're doing it and why it's so important and where it's all going. There's a lot of big developments that's coming up next hour. But I want to take your calls on any subject you want to raise. I would imagine callers want to call in about NATO announces they're moving long-range, low-flying cruise missiles and hypersonic missiles up to the Russian border, which is a direct provocation. You imagine if Russia in Mexico and Canada rolled a bunch of cruise missiles and other missiles up to our border, we would be a little upset about that. And Russia's already sent nuclear submarines off our coast and showed them to us and said, hey, can this stop? And in the old days, Kennedy almost went to war over it, but the Russians did that. I'm not defending the Russians. They were communists then. But the United States put nuclear missiles in Turkey, Nike missiles, medium-range missiles, and that's why the Russians did that. So it is the West that is provocating this again. Very, very dangerous. I'd like to get your take on that. The toll-free number is 877. We'll put it up on screen. 789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, taking your calls right now, 877-789-2539. All right, I've mentioned this in the last hour, but let's get into it right now. This is a big RT article reposted at InfoWars.com. Russia vows military response, close quote, to U.S. missile deployment plans. And NATO has announced that they're going to start moving missiles, both hypersonic that are more ballistic, go up and then down, and then cruise missiles that fly at tree level, so they're hard to stop with anti-aircraft, on the Russian border, a serious provocation. And Russia says they will calmly and coolly now prepare for this threat with a military response. So a huge escalation. Germany explains decision to host U.S. long-range missiles. The deployment of U.S. long-range missiles to Germany will bring Berlin time to develop similar weapons of its own, defense minister has said. And they claim because they believe Russia is about to invade Europe. Europe has nuclear weapons. They're not going to invade Europe. Ukraine is where Russia was founded. The West overthrew their government 11 years ago. They've been attacking the Russian border. They manipulated the Russians into this. Germany forced to water down compulsory military draft plans. The German government is being pressured by its junior coalition member, FDP, to throw out the compulsory elements of its upcoming military conscription law, which is set to be implemented sometime this year. So they're bringing back the draft specifically for war with Russia. Then you've got this big foreign policy CFR report, 9 thinkers, big report, on the continent's post-American future. So they're already saying Trump's going to win. He'll applaud to NATO. No, he won't. He'll just say the U.S. isn't paying for it all. And they're saying we're facing an imminent attack by Russia. No, you're not. You started a war with Russia. So preposterous crap. Has Russia been going around starting wars the last 20 years, or has the United States? And again, I love our country, but our country is hijacked. And that's the reality of what we are facing here, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's talk about something disgusting, like cockroaches. And there's no doubt there's some real weirdness going on here. But it just shows how revolted the public is by these people. You have Uma Abedin, who was Hillary's personal assistant and reported girlfriend, who was also married to the pedophile Anthony Weiner, who was reportedly the boyfriend of Chuckie Schumer. So this is quite a disgusting polyamory going on. And this is even grosser than Schumer serving raw hamburgers with cold cheese. I don't really mind the David Icke stuff. This is all space aliens, but maybe I do. Who serves raw hamburgers with cheese and says, I've never been in a backyard. I've never made meat before. I mean, whether they're real aliens or not, they act like aliens. And that's why they think we're so weird that we know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. Let me tell you something. You're having sex with Hillary Clinton, Anthony Weiner, and now Alexander Soros. You're weird. That's a lot grosser than eating raw hamburgers. I'd rather eat raw hamburger meat all day long than be anywhere near Hillary Clinton or Alexander Soros or Anthony Weiner. So, Uma Abedin and billionaire Alex Soros are engaged. So, is she like a rent-a-beard? Because, look, I'm not mad at Alexander Soros that he's reportedly homosexual. Or, you know, any of this. It's that they're raping our freedoms and defunding the police and funding crime waves and putting peaceful conservatives in prison. Like, why do they have such chips on their shoulders? So now Uma Abedin and billionaire Alexander Soros are engaged. So he's literally marrying in to the Hillary Clinton family. I posted a joke video because somebody did like a month ago, AI hell. But I want to roll it with audio. And AI came up with a horrible image of just like lakes of blood and all these demon human forms writhing in blood. So I made the joke on Real Alex Jones on X that footage of their wedding reception has leaked, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go ahead and roll this with audio full screen. By the way, I made a big deal about this because it is a big deal. Put the Chuckie Schumer X post tweet up from a month ago on Father's Day. It's so perfectly said. It's so alien. He says, I've never not lived in a high-rise building. I've never had a backyard. I've never been able to barbecue, which shows you have no life experience in the real world. But my daughter's wife has a house So we were able to cook on a grill. And then he's serving up in photos, you can zoom in on them, raw hamburger meat with cheese on it. And it just tells you how and people say, oh, those look great. No, you zoom in, there's bread cracks. It's just old hamburger. So it's been in a refrigerator for 2 weeks. Zoom in on the piece of meat. You can see the cracks in it. It's raw hamburger. You can see the grill on low. Zoom in more. The cracks in the meat. Or actually, click on the image itself. There you go. That's raw gray hamburger meat with a disgusting piece of American cheese that's not melted. That's satanic, by the way. That's an act of Satanism right there. You want to know about blasphemy? A non-cooked piece of meat should be sizzling, brown and juicy, fat dripping off of it. I'm getting hungry. The cheese should be melting perfectly. A few pieces have to drip into the fire first, and then you know it's perfect on your sesame seed bun. There's some lettuce, some onion, some mustard, a little ketchup, maybe a jalapeno. But that is Satanism. Now, how can he run your company? This is a big deal. If you don't know how to cook a hamburger, folks, that's like not knowing how to wipe your ass. By the time I was 7, 8 years old, my dad would say, I'm going in the house to get some more of this. Take these burgers off the grill when they're ready. Hadn't burned meat in years. A couple of weeks ago, I had friends over, and the grill wasn't hot enough, and I walked in the house like 3 minutes to get some iced tea. It flared up in seconds and burned it to a crisp. So you got to watch a grill. But the point is that this, ladies and gentlemen, is gray, dead, old meat. So they don't know how to get fresh hamburger. I know I'm obsessed on it. I just may create the properly cooked hamburger party. I mean, even Bob's Big Boy would know how to do this, right? But imagine, could that guy produce something good? Could he produce something loving? Could he produce something delicious? Could he create something wholesome? No, the cheeseburger, it to me, is a religious artifact. I don't mean that blasphemous, like God's God. But I mean, God gave us the cheeseburger. I mean, my God, it's as good as a sunset. I mean, a perfectly made cheeseburger probably tops any food. To not be able to cook a cheeseburger and to say, I've never been in a backyard before, shows how disconnected. I mean, here's an example. I put it on X today. Sotomayor believes all guns should be banned from the general public. She said it on record. But she has armed guards, 6 of them, 24 hours a day. She's a Supreme Court justice. She's important. She gets armed guards. But you don't. And it's the same thing. They think it's weird for people to own guns. They think it's weird. Like, you know how to kill a deer and haul it up and chop it up in 30 minutes and put it in the refrigerator and eat it? You, it's like, what is this? What? Again, I know I'm harping on this. And the reason I'm harping on it is they're like space aliens. They're not. I have a buddy who has a term for like third generation wealthy people. He calls them space aliens because they don't have a care in the world. They don't know how the world works. Never had to work a day in their life. And it's the same thing. Mick Jagger, this geriatric, got some great music. I'm not saying I don't love a good Rolling Stones song. Give me Shelter, you name it. I mean, my God, Wild Horses can't drag me away from a good Rolling Stones song. But he gets up and starts promoting Justin Trudeau in Canada and gets booed and changes the subject. Hey, what about football? But again, it shows how Mick Jagger may have grown up in a regular neighborhood 60 years ago. But now he's not even a normal person. But the normal people are rejecting him. Trudeau has a 15% approval rating. But Mick Jagger is still there pushing him because he's a knight of the crown. Here he is.
I mean, we love your Mr. Trudeau. I mean, his family has always been such big fans of our family. By the way, congratulations on the Canadian soccer team.
Water out of when we have water bottles out of a plastic away from plastic towards paper like drink box water bottles sort of things.
By the way, I asked for this yesterday. Maybe you told me. Can we get... I sent you a low HD one. I said, find the HD because there's a crisp one. I'm saying, soon five-year-olds can take the shot and babies. I mean, this is a joke. Okay, the Rolling Stones ripped off black musicians and did a high-quality British production of blues. Okay, there's some good songs. But they're disgusting old remnants of the New World Order. Give it up for me for Trudeau. He's so wonderful. Boo! Ah! And you ask me, how is he in control with 15% in the last election? Because in parliaments, they got dozens of parties. They create coalitions because he's got the establishment money. Just like the communist with the establishment just defeated the populist in France. They're doing it through manipulation. So if you want to run down two-party systems and it's got a problem, it's much better than parliamentary. Here is Trudeau promoting poison shots. These are different clips. I know there's a bunch of them, but here it is.
Speaking directly to kids once again.
Our first question is from Bryn, who is 9 years old.
Is the vaccine safe? Is there any side effects that I should know about?
Oh, great question, Bryn. What a pleasure to see you and your sister here today. A lot of people asking that question have been asking that question for about a year as we've been getting Canadians vaccinated. A lot of people want to know, is the vaccine safe? First thing we got to know is vaccines absolutely are safe. You're going to be able to get your vaccine as soon as you turn 5. And I know you're excited and I know you're eager. In some places across the country, you can even start making your appointment now for shortly after your birthday.
En voyage, est-ce que vous avez vos vaccins, vous autres?
Oui, tous les deux, on a une seule dose.
Ah oui, puis est-ce que vous êtes d'accord, vous autres, avec la vaccination?
Yeah, this little girl goes on to say, arrest people, oui. Don't take it.
Ah, oui, hein?
Meanwhile, let me show you some headlines and we'll go to your calls. Overhead shot, please. COVID shots trigger hepatitis, the destruction of liver. New case study. COVID-19 cases, hospitalization will rise in Austin. Oh, I thought the shots would work. Pfizer is acquiring drug companies for profit from chronic diseases caused by their COVID vaccines, including exploding record cancer and blood clots. And it just goes on from there. Watch Ben Affleck's daughter say everyone should wear a mask again. Filipino government reports 290,000 excess deaths correlated to COVID shots. Official. COVID-vaxxed children, 4,423 times more likely to die than unvaxxed. Well, that's liberal. Yes, darling, you can get your shot. RSV vaccine now killing babies. Bears report. More disabled Canadians speaking out against pressure to choose assisted suicide after vaccine damage. Well, we didn't kill you the first time, but we're willing to kill you now. 26,000 signatories are calling to stop the shots from scientists and doctors around the world. The Hope Accord. Philadelphia court to hear oral arguments on Merck MMR vaccine fraud case. And it just goes on and on. Ex-White House COVID-19 response coordinator admits vax mandates are a mistake. All right. I'm going to start going to your phone calls right now. On the whole waterfront, whatever you want to cover, whatever you want to get into. Let's talk to folks in North Carolina. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing, Al?
Good.
I just want to talk about pure state of our media. I can't, it doesn't matter what channel it is. We can't even turn on the channel anymore and watch any type of news without these yelling like maniacs at our TVs. And it just, coming from someone who's a normal guy, works a normal job, it's just crazy that our media believes that us Americans are this stupid.
It is insane. In fact, I can't watch corporate media because the lying, and you can switch channels, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN. It's the same garbage in the same order.
It is the same stuff. And the fact that, I'm sorry, I'm pro-Russia. I believe that Russia's done nothing wrong. That's just my personal opinion. And I think we're sticking our foot in our mouths, and I think we're going to walk into something in the next couple months that stops the election.
Well, I mean, look, Biden stole the election 3.5 years ago, but he then wouldn't let anybody be in the primary. He didn't have debates. So that was a fraud. And then now it's 100% fraud when they're saying that we'll just appoint whoever we want to replace him. That's unconstitutional. That's illegal. So officially, if they do that, the election has been canceled. They may still put on a show. Trump's following all the rules, but you're right. They are moving towards officially canceling a real election. Thank you so much. Great points. Now, Larry Pinkney, I've tried to get him on for months. He's been very busy. He's a real Black Panther, original member, author, researcher, great guy, super smart. So I hate to even just have him on as a caller. So while you got Larry, nail him down to come on this week or next week. Hell, let's get him on tomorrow for a full hour if he can do it. But we're going to go to break in a few minutes because I don't want to cut him off. I'll go to Larry Pinkney on his take on the situation. So we're going to get about 5 minutes, Larry. A couple minutes to break. In a few minutes, we'll come to you. Love you. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Wyoming. David in Wyoming, you want to talk about an October surprise. Go ahead.
Yeah, the October surprise. The first thing I wanted to say, as I can real quick, if you give me a chance, is this word that you're throwing out in everybody's face, democracy. Well, put your heart over your hand and say a pledge of allegiance. No, we pledge allegiance to the Republic of the United States of America, not the democracy of the United States of America. The October surprise, Biden's probably going to make, they're probably going to kill him a week before we vote. There it is. All the money they don't have to give back. They can bring in an emergency that's never happened in the United States of America. Their cover-up's complete. And that's my 2 points.
Well, don't hang up because I want to respond to you. I have been on air 30 years, and I have harped on the fact that we're a constitutional republic, a little d representative democracy. Okay, so when I use the term it's anti-democratic, we are a democratic system, but we're a republic form of that, and people should learn that. In a democracy, 51% could vote to make Black people slaves again. Not that they put up with it, but we're all slaves now. But so when we talk about that, I have to use the term people know. Back when we were on thousands of micro radio stations, I would use the term, we support our pirates. They're great. They're awesome. And then I would explain that the term pirate is really a micro and their whole argument. But the general audience out there didn't know what a micro was. They knew what a pirate was. So I've got to use the language people are using. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. But like I said, we need to get rid of it because they're two opposites.
No, I agree. And my mother rarely gets in my business, but she's almost always right. In fact, I think she's basically always right. She's been saying for 3 years they're going to kill Biden and blame it on Trump supporters.
Well, I don't know if they'll blame it on Trump supporters, but they'll have a national emergency that's never happened in this nation, and that way they got the cover-up. It's all complete. They have to have some kind of an emergency to vote in. Oh, you can't just vote in a Republican because that's all we have for a candidate.
Sure, so, but knowing the enemy, David, they love to recycle stuff. So if they kill Biden, why don't they blame us for it? That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but then they got a scandal. See, this way they've got the, they got the wake and they've got.
So he just dies in his sleep, and then it's all about poor Biden.
Yep, exactly. And then everybody goes to the sympathy vote.
I think it's a real possibility. Thank you, David. Maybe a probability. Thank you, David. All right, we're going to go to break. The great Larry Pinkney, super smart guy, good friend of mine. We're going to fly him down here soon, get on the show with us. Larry Pinkney, a founding member of the Black Panther Party, not the new FBI-run one. By the way, I grabbed out of yesterday's stack where the documents came out, the feds are running the white supremacists. I want to bring that up with Larry Pinkney straight ahead. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we should praise God and be thankful the globalists are being exposed and are in deep trouble. Now, we haven't won the war against their tyranny, but at least we're fighting back. We're in the game. And the game ain't over yet, so thank your lucky stars and say a prayer and say another one and say another one. All right, I've known Larry Pinkney 20 years or longer. He's been coming on the show. Great author, great researcher, a real civil rights activist, original founding member of the Black Panther Party, not the new Fed-run one, because they don't just take over the liberal groups, they take over the conservative groups. It came out this week, federal documents, FBI running the white supremacist groups, as if you can't look at them and tell. They're doing it to create division and get us to fight with each other, and that even came out in the documents. But Larry, I'm not sure what you called in about. I've been trying to get you on for months. I know you're a busy man, I'm guessing you might have been listening last hour when I was, you know, breaking down what's happening to American workers and all the illegal aliens, or I'm trying to speculate. I guess we'll find out right now. Larry, great to have you on with us.
Well, my good brother, first of all, I just want to say to you, definitely, personally, and publicly, I love you, bro. You are the Paul Revere and Crispus Attucks of our republic. And I said republic. You have fought the good fight and are continuing to do so, along with the loyal patriots, listeners, all right, supporters of InfoWars. This is a struggle not merely for InfoWars, as you emphasized. It is a struggle for this entire republic and indeed for this entire globe. So, you know what?
Well, Larry, I love you too. I'd have you as a co-host if you do it. You're always busy. So God bless you. You've got the floor for the next 5-10 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to point out and remind the listeners, because it's no doubt to me that InfoWars listeners are the most intelligent, well-informed, conscious listeners on the waves today. Now, I want to remind us, including myself, that what is going on with the so-called Democratic, and they're not Democratic, they're very undemocratic, but just what's going on with the Democrats is a continuation of what they did back in the 1800s. Come on, let's remember. You said correctly that they were the ones who were pushing slavery. Yes, they were. They were the ones who were pushing the Ku Klux Klan. Yes, they were. But you see, what they've done in the past 40 to 50 years is they've insidiously tried to flip the script, as it were. And fortunately, an increasing amount of people, including, I'm proud to say, a number of Black Americans, I said Black Americans because I'm a Black American. I'm not an African American. I'm a Black American. My experience, the family that I come from is what? American. American. I've been to Africa, and one of the first things I learned in Africa was what? You are an American. You're damn right I am. And I'm proud of it. Not saying that we're perfect. Tell me one country that is. But I want to say that we are living in some incredibly perilous times. Yes, the Democrats, the deep state Democrats, are in disarray, which means we had better be damn aware, okay? They will do anything, my brothers and sisters, be you white, black, brown, red, yellow, citizens, and I repeat, citizens of this country. They committed fraud, all right, in the previous so-called election, okay, to steal the election. And you bet your bottom dollar, as my father used to say, my father who was a United States military combat veteran in Korea. But as my father used to say, you can bet your bottom dollar that they, who's the they? The neoliberal, fascist, lying, hypocritical Democrats, they intend to steal the election today. So while we should be, shall I say, very interested in what is happening within the civil war that's going on within the Democrat Party, let's be careful. Let's pay close attention, and I'm going to say this. Let's intensify our struggle, because these demonic pieces of scum have no boundary, personally, politically, etc.
Well, Larry, that's my concern. I agree with you. They're a cornered animal. They're going to do anything.
That's right. And we'd better be aware. Now, I'm not saying that we need to cower. In fact, I'm saying just the opposite. To intensify, and to those neoliberal fascist Democrats and their rhino Republican surrogates, I say this, we've got your number. We know who you are. We know what you're about. And you, Alex, you have been a major target of COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program.
And you said that years ago, but they now admitted it in court. The FBI, the CIA came after me. They came after you. They put you in prison.
That's right. And let's be blunt. They're coming after President Trump and have been for years. That's what they do. And they talk about democracy. What a joke. We have no democracy.
So what should we do? Give us your real assessment of Trump and what we can do, because he does care about the people. He's tough, but he's not invincible. And people need to know that he comes off as really strong, which he is, but he's in a lot of danger, just like JFK or Martin Luther King.
Exactly. You just said it. Just like JFK, Martin Luther King, even Malcolm. The bottom line is that these people would not hesitate, not for a New York minute, they would not hesitate to assassinate Trump. They would not hesitate to assassinate Biden and put it on Trump supporters. They would not. We are dealing with demonic, dangerous, insidious creatures. You know, Biden said, quote, "You ain't black if you don't vote for me." All right. Hillary Clinton said, "You're deplorable. You know, you didn't vote for her." I mean, I'm a U.S. citizen, and millions of U.S. citizens, including white U.S. citizens. How dare you say something that no doubt Adolf Hitler would have said to the German people? "You ain't German if you don't support the Third Reich." What? This should never have been tolerated by anyone. And as far as Biden's so-called senility, Biden has always been evil. Okay, he's not as proficient at hiding his evilness as he used to be. But the Democrat Party, the DNC, they've known this. They've known about his senility. They've known about... This is, understand what the game
well,
is.
Well, remember Judge Joe Brown in the late 60s was already a black lawyer, and he's in a meeting with Joe Biden literally running down black people.
Openly. But somehow this all gets buried, and blacks are supposed to believe, he's great, he's our slave master. I think that increasingly black people of all ages are saying, wait a damn minute, we've had enough.
Well, that was my next question. How panicked are they in the focus groups? Up to half of black Americans are going to vote Trump. What does that tell the establishment?
It tells the establishment that they're in trouble, which is one of the reasons that they are bringing in all of these illegal migrants or whatever one wants to call them. They're here illegally. They're here illegally. My father and my uncle... All right. My dad, who was in the Korean War, U.S. Army, my uncle, my dad's older brother, who was in World War II and D-Day invasion, they didn't fight for this. That's not what they were fighting for, to have these people, quote unquote, coming in to take everything that we've struggled. I have problems, of course, with our government, no matter what so-called party is in. But the Democrats, oh, my God, we must not allow these hypocrites, these liars to.
Well, Larry, I said this morning in a tweet, in a post. I said the Democratic Party must steal elections or they're over. I think we're seeing the end of the Democratic Party. I think we'll see a new party come forward. But you're right. That's why they're so dangerous. They realize they're at the end.
They do. Of course they do, my brother. Of course they do. That's why, as you said, they're like a cornered animal. Watch out. They will use every deception, every insidious action that they possibly can. But you know what we have on our side? First and foremost, we have God. Secondly, we have the truth. Thirdly, we have the fact that we are not giving up. We're going to intensify.
So I agree. So let me ask you this. If I talk to Trump, let's say in the next few days, which I will be probably, let's leave it at that. What should, your advice, what do you think Trump should do right now?
I think that President Trump should stay the course as far as pushing to be our next president. However, I think he needs to be very watchful about the rhinos.
Yes.
I think he needs to surround himself with people who are not rhinos, rhino Republicans, Republican in name only. This is deeper than the Republican Party. This is about the very survival of our country, of our nation, of our republic. And we're not just talking. People say, oh, you're racist. You don't want brown people or black people to come in. That's absurd. I am black. I come from a family that's both black and indigenous native, so-called Indian. No, I want our republic have sovereignty. And I would urge the president to use that word more and more, increasingly. This is about sovereignty.
Exactly. It's not that America's perfect. We're horrible, done bad, but we love, at the end of the day, we're a people. The globalists are coming in with the central banks with a whole new system where we have no rights. So we can bitch about the old system all day long that we're part of, or we can just roll over and let a whole new technocracy take over.
Exactly. And what we have to do is to be creative. We're not going to roll over. We're not going to let the technocrats or the Silicon Valley or the big corporations, we're not going to go there. This is about, as we used to say back in the real original Black Panther Party, this is about all power to the people, everyday, ordinary, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people of this country, America. America's not perfect. It has flaws. But as I said before, every country has its flaws. And I say again to you, my brother, I say again to you, and I mean this, I miss you. I watch you all the time. But I really miss you, and I hope I'll be able to see you soon and give you the big hug that you deserve.
We love you, Larry Pinkney, and I've been trying to get you on for months. Come on anytime you can. Even if it's not during the live show, we'll tape it. We'll have it here. But in closing, what is your advice to all Americans in closing?
My advice is unify. Unify. Do not be disunited by the insidious disinformation that so-called news, because it's not news, but so-called news media such as CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, etc. are putting across. You know, don't be misled. They're not going to encourage you. They're going to try and disinform you and disunite us. So my humble, respectful message to the American people, God bless America, and fight hard for it. We must get our republic back. Don't give a damn what your color is.
Larry, you're an amazing speaker, and you're hard to get on the show. We appreciate you calling in. How do people find you?
You there?
Yeah, Larry, how do we find you? How do people that want to get you on or talk to you? Where do we find you, Larry?
Just go to Black Activists. That's all one word, Black Activist, okay, WG, which stands for WritersGuild.org. Black Activist, WG.org. Would love to hear from you, from the audience, and I love the audience. They are incredible, and I love you. So that's how you can reach me. I'm doing what I can do. I'm fighting the good fight. I'm a little bit older than you, Alex, but you know what? As we say, la cima tushende mbe la shaka, which means the struggle continues, and it will. And ultimately, if we fight, if we struggle, and I'm talking about nonviolent, so nobody will misinterpret it, if we struggle, we will win.
Well, in closing, let me just bring that up. I don't know if you saw the documents I mentioned earlier. I should have covered it earlier today. All the documents just came out in court that the feds are running all the white supremacy groups. We already knew that, but that is so disgusting.
That's what they do. I mean, how else can they control the narrative? They have to do that. This is nothing new. This is why I go back. It's only becoming very obvious today. Hell, they were doing that in the 60s and 70s. Not just with so-called white supremacist groups, but across the board, because it's all about divide, disinform, disunite.
Well, exactly. Like Black Lives Matter is openly run by Soros.
Well, Black Lives Matter, they are a sick joke. A sick joke. They don't give a damn about black people. That's why their leadership or former leadership lives in these multi-million dollar homes. Nothing's changed for black folk, and I would urge black folk in particular to come on now, brothers, don't ancestors, don't be hoodwinked, don't be bamboozled. Stop it. Wake up. Our president, and that's when I say our president, I'm talking about Mr. Trump, is not perfect. Neither are you. Neither are we. But we know we have the choice, and the choice is between saving our republic, regaining our republic, or losing everything.
So let me ask you this in closing. Why do they give us your honest assessment of Trump? Because I think he just wants prosperity forever. His companies are about just success. It's hospitality. So he wants that. But what do you think really makes Trump tick? And then why do you think they hate him? They really hate him.
Well, I think that what makes Trump tick is that he has this, how can I describe it? He's got the warrior mentality. He won't quit. He won't back down. And he said, okay, you pour this on me, I will respond. Not just react, but respond. It's the big difference between the two. Now, why do they hate him? They hate him because and he's not perfect by any means. But damn it, he's the best we have, the best this country has had in many, many decades, if not more. So that's why they hate him. That people said, oh, well, Trump made this remark or Trump made that remark. I'm saying, don't you get it, dude? That's why we love him, because he says what he means. He doesn't have to wrap it in eloquent, sophisticated nonsense.
Well, that's why he can make all these deals, because they know when Trump says something, he means it.
That's right. That's right. And that is why they hate him. They are scared to death of him, and they will. And more importantly, or just as importantly, they are scared to death of the everyday, ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow citizens of this country who support him. That's who ultimately
they hate our unity.
That's who they want.
They hate our unity.
They hate it. But that tells us we need to intensify our unity. We can have our differences, but as Brother Malcolm X said, keep your differences in the closet, but you come out united, united. And I pray that that's what we will continue to do.
Larry, powerful brother. You tell me when you want to come on. You're on the show. We love you.
Hope I see you next week. That's what I'm looking forward to. I love you too, my brother. Stay strong. You are all that and then some. Stay strong, brother.
I'm trying, Larry. God, I love Larry's voice. I love that guy. I love him. I love him. And so despite them trying to get us to fight with each other, there's reasons to all hate each other, kill each other. I like Larry Pinkney. I love him a lot, so I can't, I just get it. By the way, I got something big cooking, and we got a lot of stuff cooking, actually. But I got some big stuff going on right now. And, I never tell listeners I got something big going on. I've got it going on. I got four things going big right now. Big, big enchiladas. And I love being on air, and I love all this stuff, but I'm pissed off because these things are so big. If I spent all day on those, they'd be even bigger. That's my frustration. Like, it's kind of a Hobson's choice, because if I spent all day on the phone with world leaders and other big influencers, and I mean the biggest, I'd probably have a bigger effect. I could do stuff on the telephone with a major talk show host that's bigger than what I do on this show. And so I'm very close to quitting. Not because I'm quitting, but if I just disappear and no one sees Alex Jones, I'm telling you my own mind right now. But I love the crew. They get let go, so I'm sentimental. But if I just disappeared right now, I would have 10 times the gravitas with the big talk show host and the leaders. But then there's the other part of it. I wouldn't have any money to even pay my bills. And I'm down to nothing, which I don't care about. But it's a paradox. I got to stay on air to keep the crew employed and make money to live, pay my electricity bill. But at the same time, if I disappear, it'll be even bigger. And then I can make the phone calls and see it happen on air anyways. And that's what I want my enemies to know, is you've already lost. Maybe you can blow the planet up. Maybe you can have World War III. Maybe you do that. But you have done nothing. You failed. And it's not about, see, my enemies aren't important enough for me to sit here and sacrifice anything for them, because they don't matter. My real job is inspiring you. My real job is getting you to realize, whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or old or young or whatever, that's my real mission. And so that's why I see all the infighting and people dunking on each other and stuff. It's just, it doesn't matter, folks. We're trying to stop World War III. And I challenge anybody that's racist. And I get it. Your attack is you're black. Your attack is you're white. Your attack is you're Jewish. Your attack is you're Muslim. It's fun to get in that group. And it all makes sense at a certain level. But it's being manipulated. It's being controlled. And so I'm just sitting back believing in humanity. And I believe that if I just lay out the facts of what the issues are, we can skip what religion somebody is or what group they're in and just say, we oppose the World Social Credit Score. We oppose the vaccine mandate. We oppose world government. We oppose transgenderism for children. We don't hate the folks that are already in the transgender net. We're not attacking them. We're just saying we do not choose to be with you. We do not choose to submit to your world agenda. And that's really what I've tried to do, is have a big tent for everybody. Because I like Larry Pinkney. I love him. Had dinner with him 10 times, hung out with him, done countless shows with him. I don't look at him and say, that's a black guy. Say, that's a really smart, funny guy who's amazing and who is attractive to me spiritually. I like him. I like him a lot, and he's black. So I'm not going to sit there when they get an army of racist black people to attack me and go, well, I'm just going to hate all the black people right now. I'm going to sit back and say, what is the larger mission for humanity? We're on this little planet, a seed that hasn't even sprouted yet. And there's this whole giant universe in front of us, trillions of galaxies, trillions and trillions of planets. And we're worried about what color your skin is? No, my friends. This is humanity's test before the next level. And we're about to go to the next level. Hour number four, straight ahead.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars, because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones